It is narrated, there were two individuals from Bani Israel, one of whom was a devout worshipper and the other a major sinner. The people would refer to the worshipper as the worshipper of Bani Israel and to the sinner as the shameless one of Bani Israel. Once the sinner passed by the worshipper and saw that clouds were shading him. Witnessing this, the sinner thought to himself, I am extremely sinful and he is an ardent worshipper. Perhaps if I sit with him, Allah Almighty will have mercy upon me. He then proceeded to sit with the worshipper. On the other hand, the worshipper who perhaps did not have knowledge of Satan's traps and spiritual diseases began to have negative thoughts and said to himself, what a great worshipper I am and what a lowly sinner he is. How dare he sit by me? He then forced the sinner to move from his side with great disdain. At that moment, Allah Almighty sent the following revelation to the Prophet alayhi salam of that era. Tell both of them to start their deeds afresh, as I have forgiven the sinner due to his positive thinking and nullified the good deeds of the worshipper. It is mentioned in another narration that the cloud which was shading the worshipper moved at once above the head of the sinner. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers, we have just heard the narration which teaches us two things. The first thing we learn is that we should never look down on others. Looking down on others is arrogance, and arrogance is an extremely harmful spiritual disease. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, حَسْبُمْ رِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمَ. It is enough of an evil for a man to despise his Muslim brother. Dear viewers, the other thing that we learn from this account is that we should always think positively. There are two personalities in front of us in this narration. One is the sinful, one who spent his entire life in sin to the extent that he became known as the shameless one of Bani Israel. The second one is the worshipper who spent his entire life in worship and earning good deeds until the Bani Israel referred to him as the worshipper of Bani Israel, as the Abid of Bani Israel. There are two different personalities, and both of them did just one thing which led to their lives changing completely. What was that one thing? It was a thought. The worshipper had a negative thought and had ill feelings in his heart towards a believer, and the misfortune of this caused all of his good deeds to be wasted. On the other hand, the sinner adopted positive thinking, considering himself a sinner and the other individual as a worshipper. He went to the worshipper with this positive mindset, leading to his sins being forgiven and his tainted past becoming beautiful. There are the blessings of a positive mindset. We always hear that a positive outlook brightens our future and brings success to a person. Just ponder for a moment. A positive mindset is such an amazing thing that only does it bring success for the future, but it beautifies a person's past too. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.